This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's welcome board right now the aforementioned Braylon Edwards has got a new book out. Doing It My Way, my outspoken life as a Michigan Wolverine, NFL receiver, and beyond. And he joins us now. Hey, Braylon, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We certainly appreciate it, bud.
Braylon, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, you got it. Certainly, Braylon, a lot to get into with you over the course of your career. First of all, let's start here. What made you decide? I mean, you were an outspoken guy, certainly, in college and the National Football League, a big, decisive personality as well. What made you decide to want to sit down and put a book together?
Triumph Book, a publishing company, came to me in 2016, but, I had never thought about writing a book. I hadn't thought about what I would say in the book or, what the subject matter would be. But after I turned them down, I presented to family members, friends, people that I gained some trust for over the next course of 2 years. And, they just started asking me, what would you say? What would the story be about? And so I started thinking more and more and more about it, and I realized that there was things to talk about. There was a journey in there to put out to the masses. So when they came back to me in 2018, I was very excited to work with them, and now the project is complete.
Hey, Braylon, so you played in Cleveland, as most folks know, right? So, I would just love to get your perspective, man, your breakdown, your thoughts on what we're seeing, all the star power they have over there with Baker Mayfield and whatnot, and Odell and whatnot, and Juice Landry. Just your thoughts and opinions about how that change just went over, or what you think about the Browns in general.
Well, I'm glad that, they're getting some national attention. The franchise has been deserved of it for a long time, man. So I'm glad they're getting a national
right.
opinion. I think you'll see them get better over the course of the season. I didn't think they had a game plan going into the season. I think if you look at it, there was just a lot of star power put together, but there wasn't an actual game plan. Like, hey, this is what we're going to do on offense, or this is who we're going to be. Besides the new team on the block. It doesn't matter how good your star power is. You mix Juice Landry up and Odell Beckham
right.
and Njoku and Chubb. You have to have identity, and that identity is Nick Chubb. You guys are a running team. You just happen to have Baker Mayfield, a quarterback that can get the ball down the field, and you have these extreme weapons at wideout. But you still got to be able to run the football, and I think Nick Chubb, as you saw this past week, gives them the best opportunity to win football games once he's rolling, and then you can add the wide receivers into. And I know it sounds crazy coming from a wideout, but once you can get it rolling with Chubb, now you make the game easier for Baker. He doesn't have to make harder decisions than he did 2 weeks ago and 4 weeks ago.
Braylon, I'm curious because we spent a lot of time, Taz and myself, as everyone did, talking about Antonio Brown. Have you ever seen anything go down the way that it's gone down with Antonio Brown here over the last 6-7 months?
I haven't. I have not ever seen anything. I think the closest, I don't know, is maybe T.O. just for that one instance.
In Philadelphia.
Exactly, with the workout that day. Outside of that, I never have. Every time I'm asked this question, first of all, I wish him the best in whatever that is. I think he just needs to see someone. I think that he needs to see a therapist. When he's ready, he needs to see a therapist or some type of doctor that can sit down and talk to him. Because I think he's going through some things inside his head, man, that he doesn't understand, and that it's going to take somebody special to talk to him and kind of gauge where he's at and help him figure out, what his issues are. But whatever it is, it's something in his head that we're not understanding and we don't see, and maybe he doesn't understand what it is either, so. I think he needs to see someone professionally.
So,
just my thoughts.
Braylon, that's cool, man. And just sticking on that on the Antonio Brown thing for one more question, if you don't mind. So what does your gut tell you, your instincts? Does he end up back one day sooner rather than later playing on an NFL team again? Do you think he'll end up like next year or whatever, being on a team that someone's going to take another shot on him because he's so damn good, as you know. Like, what's your thought on that?
Right, I definitely think you see him play again. You know, assuming everything is okay with the. With the allegations, which they seem they seem to be in his favor. They seem to be fine. Seem to be a little bit bogus. So hopefully so, because if that holds up, you know, he doesn't have any off the field issues. So you're not looking at a guy that's, you know, running around, you know, just not respecting the game, not respecting his team's brand off the field. That's always the hardest part. On the field, I think you'll get a team that definitely take a chance on him if he's willing to. You know, to agree with certain things, or if he's willing to try certain things, and i.e., one of them is, you know, talking to some people. There were some players that I played with over the course of my career that was part of their deal when they came to the team that I was on, is they had to talk to somebody, or they had to, you know, meet with somebody once a week, et cetera. So I think you'll get a team, like you said, because he is that talented. You know, you talk about a guy that set years, never less than number three wide receiver in the league, and typically he's usually number one behind Julio. I mean, ahead of Julio. Now you got DeAndre Hopkins, but I think he has a lot of time left. Nobody works as hard as him in the offseason. I'm not saying people don't work hard. Nobody works as hard as AB, as consistently as AB in the offseason. So he'll be back in the NFL. I just think he needs some time for whatever it is, man. Maybe it's the first half of this season. Maybe it's this whole season. But he needs some time off, but he'll be back.
Braylon Edwards joining us. His book is Doing It My Way, My Outspoken Life as a Michigan Wolverine, NFL Receiver, and Beyond. Braylon, you know, curious when you look at that Wolverine program and where they are right now, the expectations when Harbaugh has taken over to where the program is at this stage. Still can't beat Ohio State, have struggled against top 10 teams as well. You know, got healthy this past week on Rutgers, but they've always gotten healthy on Rutgers. What about the state of the program that you start in?
Right. You know, I've said this for the past two and a half weeks now. First of all, I think that it's unreal expectations. I think you need to start there. Like, Michigan has been a team that they don't win national championships. And this is my team that I'm talking about that I love. You know, we won one national championship in 1997. Outside of that, they're not a team that has been in the national championship game or winning national championships. So I think that's always a misnomer. It's always like a delusion. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you have to recruit on offense better. Now you have to recruit players that are playing at a high level. Like, if you look at the Ohio States, if you look at the Clemsons and the Georgias and the Floridas, well, not the Floridas, but Alabamas, these are teams that are going to the Final Four. Oklahoma. These are the teams that every year they look like a team that's supposed to be in the Final Four. They look like a team, and it's usually because on offense they have quarterbacks that are up for the Heisman. They have quarterbacks that are going to be up for the Maxwell. They have running backs that are going to be up for the Doak or the Heisman or win. They have wide receivers that are going in the first round. Like, their line is stacked with guys from the South that are just mean guys that get it done, man. They know how to block at a fast-paced level. So when you look at them and then you look at Michigan, Michigan's always trying to figure out every year who's going to be the quarterback. Mm. You're never going to have that running back that's going for 1,500 and 18 tugs. There's always going to be some pedestrian numbers like 700 or by committee. You got wide receivers that are projects, and that's partly due to coaching, not being able to develop. Tight ends are, you know, decent. And then, and the offensive line is, you know, just okay. They can't compete when you get up to teams like 2 years ago at Penn State when their D-line was real. They couldn't handle them, or Ohio State every year. So, you know, whoever's going to be the guy, if it's Harbaugh moving forward, if it's someone else, the deeper issue is the way you recruit offensive players. I don't know if you got to open up a new pipeline down there in Georgia or Florida or Texas, where you really got to go after the kids that are going to those schools down south, because it also seems like it's a bigger issue than Michigan. It seems like no kids that are 4 and 5 stars from the south that are going to these schools that are competing for national championship want to come anywhere in the Big Ten with the exception of Ohio State. So
You think maybe it's a weather thing? You think because you don't want to play in Ann Arbor because it's, it gets a little chilly. Maybe it's that, or is it a Harbaugh thing? Maybe they just don't. Maybe these top offensive, Braylon, these top offensive 4- and 5-star recruits. Maybe these kids, as you're saying, from Georgia or from Florida or from South Carolina and whatnot, or Texas, don't want to go play for a Harbaugh. Do you think it's part of that that deal with Harbaugh with Michigan?
I think it's some of both. Mm. I think if you're down south, my name is Joe Blow and I'm 5-star DB from Florida,
right?
And I'm looking up north and I'm like, why would I go to Michigan? They can't beat Ohio State, and then I'm not going anywhere else in the Big Ten. Why would I want to go? Nobody else in the Big Ten competes for national championships. It's the appeal of the Big Ten. So that's one reason. Two, like you said, it can't be Ohio State, and then three, it's got to be a sell pitch too. It's got to be that sales pitch, too. Like, the way in which you compete is you have to reinvent yourself. You can't keep giving you can come here and get a good education and, you be a Michigan guy. Like, it's 2019. Like, parents don't even want to hear that anymore. It sounds bad to say, but, parents want to talk about the dollars. They want to say, hi, here's my son. How can you get him ready to go to the NFL? My son has 100,000 friends or followers on Instagram, and he hasn't even got to college yet. How can you build his individual brand within a team? And that's something that some of these other schools are doing. And they even have programs where they're building logos for players. They're building insignia. They're coming up with websites for these players. That's something that the teams are doing. Like, if you want to continue to compete, you got to continue to reinvent yourself. Don't get me wrong. Well, when Lloyd gave me that spiel when I was in high school, that's all I needed. Well, it's not 2000. It's not 1999.
No, it's not, Braylon. But I mean, do you think Harbaugh is the right guy for the job?
That's a tough question because I've literally been on both sides of that fence. There's times where I say yes because he gets the Michigan brand, and he is a face, but. And other times I said, I just don't – but sometimes if you can't be like Ed Ogeron realized what was going wrong at LSU, and he seems to have made the necessary changes to fix it. But that's LSU. They recruit well down there, whoever's the head coach. Like up here, doesn't seem like he's made the necessary adjustments.
Well, no, he hasn't. Well, let me ask you this, Braylon. We'll close it out here. I mean, you know this better than anybody. I mean, listen, that 04 right. season you had with the Wolverines was a legendary year. I mean, there are still records that you set that nobody's come close to touching at the receiver spot for the Wolverines. If you were running that athletic department, would you be comfortable having Harbaugh coaching that team moving forward?
No, and here's ultimately why. It's because if you look at Michigan players, too, with the exception of one player in the last 5 years, no player has gotten better from sophomore year or even freshman, because some have played freshman. No player has gotten better from freshman year to senior year. The only player, like if you can go down a list of first rounders and all that, only player that's actually gotten better was Chase Winovich, and that's because Chase Winovich was playing behind, 4 and 5 defensive linemen that end up going in the second or first round. Like, you could argue Devin Bush, but Devin Bush came in as a man child already. Like, Devin Bush played like that as a freshman, and he's actually going to be a Hall of Famer with the Steelers, but they don't develop talent well. Like, I look at wide receivers, their junior years, they still look the same as when they were running routes as freshmen. Like, linemen still had the same issues in terms of stepping down and knowing who to block. Running backs don't pick up blitzes. Quarterbacks still stay on reads and struggle, so that's letting me know he's not hiring the right people to be able to develop his talent. A player should look different from 18 to 21. Like, you're a kid at 18. 21, you have facial hair. You got some man strength coming in there. You got your intellect changing
right.
as you see things. They don't develop talent well, and it's not the player's fault. That's why people keep asking me about Tariq Black and Donovan Peoples-Jones. I said, they're tremendous talent who have been plagued with bad coaching.
Braylon Edwards, doing it my way. My outspoken life as a Michigan Wolverine, NFL receiver, and beyond. hell of a player collegially in the National Football League as well. He's got good insight as well. Braylon, best of luck with the book. Congratulations, and thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Braylon.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.